A new jail south of Grafton is set to house inmates in the coming months, as the general manager of the new Clarence Correctional Centre says the project is on track for completion on time and on budget. The jail, which will be Australia's largest and most expensive, has created concern for Grafton locals since its announcement in 2017. 90 prisoners a week will be transferred to the centre from July. Josh Green spoke to Justice Action Coordinator Brett Collins.
The New South Wales government says this jail is needed due to the strong growth of the state's prison population, in which Indigenous peoples are already largely overrepresented. How does a rising number of prisoners reflect the state's response to crimes?
Oh, look, it's clearly outrageous. To spend $3.8 billion, as they just have, to build new jails, and when everyone agrees that some jails cause crime, they disrupt people's lives and only make things worse, that's an outrage. That money could so much be better spent in the community, and the New South Wales government certainly knows it's failed, but can't get its foot off the accelerator.
So the new jail is going in south of Grafton, and it'll be the country's biggest and most expensive jail at $700 million to accommodate 1,700 inmates. Most of them will be maximum security. Where else could this money be going in the criminal justice system?
Oh, look, it's clear. And look, at the least they should be doing to making sure that people who have trouble with the law have learned new skills and can get back on their feet, that they don't do crime anymore. Now, that's pretty basic. In fact, the name of corrective services is exactly that, to correct people. So to, for example, lock people in their cells as they are now for something like 18 hours a day, locked in a cell with maybe one or two more people in the cell, and then having nothing to do except just shooting up using drugs or trying to get onto some sort of antipsychotic drug. Now, they're the sort of things that are wrong, and quite clearly the government has to do education, rehab services, a whole range of things into the existing prisons as they are now, and make sure that the level of recidivism is lowered, because that's the problem. It's all very well to say you're going to punish people when you put them into jail, but if while you put them in there, you make them even worse, that all you're doing is in fact creating a problem that was less to begin with, and you must grasp the nettle and ensure that proper programs, useful programs, are being given to people who are already in there, and then you don't need to build any new jails.
Well, the prisoner's general manager, Glenn Scholes, says more support for prisoners could drive down recidivism rates. Has Justice Action seen any evidence for this claim?
Oh, none whatever. In fact, it's outrageous. We've had just only recently a report from the Inspector of Custodial Services who said that education inside prisons just is not happening, that there's with the privatisation of education, that people aren't having access to the courses that they need, that programs to learn how not to use drugs, to learn about dealing with your own personal problems, the issues, the mental health problems, and things like that, even grasping your culture as an Aboriginal person, to be a part of the general Aboriginal community, to learn new skills, to feel good about yourselves, all those things are necessary. But there has not been an effort at all by corrective services to address these problems. It's clear that it's failed. The level of recidivism at the moment in New South Wales is over 50% returning within 2 years. And that actually was at the last looking, the highest of any state in Australia. So there's a lot of things can happen, but New South Wales has done nothing at all about addressing them.
And Serco, which is part of the consortium, been awarded this largest ever prison contract. They say that it's worth $2.6 billion over 20 years. What does Serco's history look like?
Oh, look, Serco is absolutely the pits. In fact, for New South Wales to have Serco to take over this largest prison in Australasia, it says everything. For Serco to have total access and control of these people, 1,700 people, where they have an advantage in increasing imprisonment. The more money they make is made from war crime. So that's an absolutely outrage to have a private company making money from crime and having as its responsibility the need to actually lessen crime. Ha, that is outrageous. And then Serco itself, well, what a history that has. I mean, even just as recently as a few years ago in New Zealand, at the Mount Eden prison, they actually, New Zealand removed Serco as being the private supplier because it had all sorts of compromised contracts where they had fight clubs, people hazing each other, a whole range of things there. They showed they were unprepared to put the staff on that made a difference so far as the culture of the jails was concerned. And that has been the experience across the world. Serco is the pits. To have them in Grafton, of all places, where Grafton itself has the history of being one of the worst jails, the jails where they had, according to the Royal Commission into New South Wales prisons, 34 years of terrorism in Grafton jail. So to have then this major jail up there would have us all deny the history of Grafton itself and deny the history of Serco. It's an outrage.
Brett Collins from Justice Action speaking to Josh Green there about the new Clarence Correctional Centre in Grafton.